try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope in the promise that He brings, that there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fear.
And we're back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Monique Donnelly, since Rod Schreckenghaus is actually gone on 35-year anniversary, Monique.
Oh, right.
I don't even know how Ann put up with that.
Love that.
Man, he is an example, actually. I love the brother. He is my brother for sure. And I tell you, he's a walking man of God. That's no doubt about it. He lives it. He breathes it. I mean, to be married 35 years, those that are out there that think there's a drive-through divorce court, he's definitely the one that shows biblical presence of what marriage is all about, for sure. Yeah. But we're also blessed to have, we've been members of Real Life Church for a while and love Real Life Church out in Valencia, California. Love it. And got a chance to listen to this pastor who happened to come by from Kentucky, of all places. I'm from West Virginia, and this guy's from Kentucky. Okay, so we're just having a great time already. So anyway, he came in and got a chance to visit with us and lead over there at Real Life Church for a while, replacing our pastor, substituting for our pastor, Rusty George. But now he's got a church in Ventura, California called Mission Church, and we're blessed to have Mike Hickerson, Pastor Mike Hickerson, in studio.
Before we start this interview, there's lots of people listening, so don't blow it.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you.
Don't blow it.
Don't mess up.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
You're going to be fine.
He's not used to being in front of a microphone, that's for sure.
That's exactly right.
Mike, it's so good to have you here.
I'm honored to be here. I really am.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, okay, where you grew up, what's your background, who's Mike Hickerson?
Well, this is I don't know if we have enough time, but I grew up in Oklahoma. I'm a southern boy from Oklahoma and ended up working at, and I wasn't a church kid. I didn't grow up doing the church thing, and Christ just rescued me. Ended up working at a church in Lexington, Kentucky as an intern and met my wife there. She, you know,
who
just
is a
pursued
great speaker,
me.
By the
she
way.
Is, yeah,
she just
phenomenal.
Pursued me and pursued me and pursued me. And
oh my.
No, she would come.
Those women do that.
I totally just
come on now.
Tracked her down and talked her into marrying me, which is the best decision of my life. We were doing high school ministry there for about 5 years at an awesome church in Lexington, Kentucky. Ended up moving to the Chicago area and helping launch a student ministry there. And then lived in Illinois for about 7 years.
I love that town.
It's a great city. So awesome. And then just recently moved out this way December 31st, live in Ventura.
Wow. So God put on your heart? Where was it? When was it? Where, you know, when it finally said, you know what, I've got to go to Ventura. I've got to go. There's a church that's needed there. Tell me a little bit about the story. Here's a pastor from the Midwest and Chicago and all up and down Kentucky and Oklahoma. And now all of a sudden you're in California on the beach with a church.
There's worse places to be called in your life, so I don't complain about
that. Right.
Yeah. So I go way back with Rusty, the pastor of Real Life. He actually worked at the church in Lexington with my wife and I and another one of our couples. And so we've loved him for a long time and been in great relationship with him.
That's awesome.
But about 2 years ago, I was working at a great church, loved it. We were just kind of processing, what is God doing in us? And so we just started praying and thinking through what God may be calling us to. And we didn't tell anyone about it for about 4 or 5 months. And then one of our teammates was in Haiti. Funny you mentioned Haiti earlier. In Haiti when the earthquake hit. And when he got back, Rusty called him just checking in, how you doing? And he talked, he kind of said, hey, are you interested in church planting still? And funny thing, we were praying through church planting at the time. And he's kind of said, hey, if you're considering it, would you at least come out to California and see the need for churches that can help people find their way back to God? Because we were a church that another church started, and we want to do it again. We just opened our building. We're 10 years old. We don't want to get complacent. We want to just help be creative and starting new things.
What? For the kingdom. He said creative.
Wow.
Yeah,
hey,
so the whole idea kind of behind this radio show is, we are made in God's image. God is a God of creativity. He loves to breathe new life into us. What, can you give an example of how God has equipped you to and given you new life and creative ideas on how to get this church plant going?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've never done this before, so I don't know that there's a manual that you open up and on page one it says do this and then go through these steps. It's an organic process. And it's, what's been incredible is that we've been always surrounded by really creative people.
Nice.
And so one of the ways I'm wired as a leader is how can I release you and help you to do what you can do for the kingdom and then get out of your way. So there's been cinematographer people, there's been motion graphics people, there's been graphic designer people that have just said, hey, we love you and we would love to help give our talents into the beginning of this.
Isn't that fun to see the body of Christ coming together and putting forth their best? I love that. That's why I love this show. Yeah. I love it when things come together and you and you're part of something bigger than yourself.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Monique Donnelly and Pastor Mike Hickerson from the Mission Church in Ventura. If you're in Ventura area or surrounding areas, please stop by and see the church 9:30 Sunday mornings for right now.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have a website?
We do, missionventura.com.
Nice.
Now, how does, we had the privilege of having T.D. Oaks, your worship leader, on the show with us last week, and it was, I'd love to know what worship, how important you as a lead pastor is to your services now, especially with worship being at the forefront of a lot of things. What does worship mean to you?
Absolutely. First of all, I think worship is a lifestyle. I think sometimes worship is not just song.
Amen.
It's just the way we live.
Amen. Yeah. We do that too.
But there's a way that, that musical worship can engage people's heart even further than words or spoken word can get in there. God has this way of breaking down barriers into people's heart through music and somebody that is humble like TD that can lead an experience and get out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great leader.
He's a great one.
Talented
humble.
Guy. There's no doubt about it. So if you're out there and you're creative, one thing that we do at worshipfactory.net is do this kind of thing. We can support you in whatever it is. These churches that are coming up that need your prayer, they need your support. They need your support by showing up and volunteering, showing up, you know, to service. If you don't have a home church to go to, and if you do, even combine just to be able to visit, show support and your love as far as that goes for these new churches that are out there that are springing up like Mission Church in Ventura.
And let us know if you are a guitar player or and you live in the area or, you know, get connected on our website and say, hey, these are my gifts. How can I use them? That's why we're here, is to connect musicians, you know, video people, artists, so we can function together.
Yeah, so because I mean, it's an unbelievable need for startups like even what we're doing.
Yeah.
Look and go like, hey, you know what? Not everyone has all the gifts. Shocker that not everyone has all the gifts. So how can we do this better together?
Yeah. You know what's so it's incredible, too, is that we think at Worship Factory, we feel like that we've got to support each other through love and encouragement and whatever that is. And whether you're an artist, whether you're a pastor or whatever, because you're still you're called by the Creator. I mean, you are a creative person based on the fact that we are created by the Creator. So I think that for us is when we get a chance to be able to have these churches that are coming into California, especially within our listening ear here at KKLA 99.5, is that we want to make sure that you have a chance to go worship, that are at the forefront. These guys, Pastor Mike Hickerson is an amazing speaker. His wife is an amazing speaker. You've got to go down and listen to them. They are definitely people of God, without a doubt. They know the Bible. They know what the Lord saying to them, and also support the fact of these people that are called out of their own roots of where they're used to being from or where they've grown up, and then now all of a sudden they've just planted themselves somewhere else because God's called them there. I think it's our responsibility to go out and show up. As my brother would say, as far as that goes, what do? Just show up. God will lead the rest of it. I mean, whether we're right or wrong, just show up. So if you're out there in Ventura, go to Mission Church on a Sunday morning, 9:30. Check it out, without a doubt. Pastor Mike Hickerson, I just, you know, we just so blessed by people like yourself that have said, you know what, this is where God's called me to be. And not only that, but you speak to a young, you can speak to the old, but you can also speak to the young. You know, I'd like to know a little bit, we'll get more into that with our Exposed segment. But, you know, you came from youth ministry background, and now you're at the now a lead pastor position. Young people, obviously, is something that's very important to your heart as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This next generation, I've always talked about, they're not the church, you know, the church of the future, they're the church now.
Right.
You know, and then the same Holy Spirit that resides in you and I resides in them and wants to, you know, empower their lives and maybe even not walk through some of the stuff that we've walked through that we wish we could take back.
Right.
So.
You know, there's a revival in church happening. I mean, I think these things are happening today. How we're reaching people is much different than how we used to reach people. You know, the churches are much more aggressive in their presentation purposes. Creative arts is something that's much. I mean, when you talk about AV departments and you talk about musical departments and you talk about, you know, theater departments and things like that at churches now, it's much different than what it used
to be. Well, yeah, and everything's more accessible. Video stuff and graphics, it's more tangible. Do you have a lot of that going on at your church?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the creative creative way to engage the audience is one of the things that breaks down barriers, because you know, advertising spends a lot of money to try to and influence people's in life, and so we want to just as best we can bring creative experiences to the kingdom of God.
How did you advertise?
We did everything from Facebook to sending out mailers to we hosted movie nights in Ventura, kind of just free for the community, free Friday flicks. They were amazing. Very spiritual movies like Despicable Me, Toy Story 3, things
right
like this.
Right on.
Now, where is the church exactly? So people that are out there, they're driving around, where's it located?
It's located on the Johnson Drive in the 101. So if you're in Ventura, it's right off Johnson Drive or right off the 101. Century 16 Theaters.
But they can check you out also on your website at missionchurch.com. Is that right?
It's actually www.missionventura.com.
Missionventura.com. Okay. It is Pastor Mike Hickerson from Mission Church in Ventura, California. Definitely get out there, get a chance to see what this church is doing, what the lives are being changed within the church as well already. 600 people this weekend. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We were overwhelmed and excited by what God did.
How far are you from the beach out there? That's what I want to know.
Well, roughly from the movie theater, it takes roughly 5 minutes to get there. So it's a struggle.
That's
a struggle.
Tough. So bicycles won't be able to work. It's too far for bicycles. So
you can make it if you really need it.
You may be able to walk over there, as far as just strap your surfboard onto yourself and just walk on down to the beach. And it's right there in Ventura, almost right on the water at the theater. 9:30 Sundays. With Mike Hickerson, Pastor Mike Hickerson. And we are Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kimpton with Monique Donnelly, since Rod Schreckengast happens to be playing hooky today. So we will be coming back with a little bit more of Mike Hickerson and his story and what's happening out there at Ventura Church, at Mission Church in Ventura. We'll be right back. KKLA 99.5 FM.
There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be